You are listening to the Tokyo Tyler Podcast. This is your host, the guy himself. It's his name. I'll let him speak for now. Actually, it's me talking all the same. It is 11:48 on a beautiful... My voice cracked because it's so gosh darn marvelous. A beautiful, sunny Thursday noon. Not afternoon yet. It's still in the morning time. I hope your morning has been good. Depending on what time you're listening to this today, I just want to talk about the plan that I have devised or created, dreamed of. It's called the Do or Die Plan. Now, if you don't know, one of my goals is to learn Japanese. Now, I'm not going to get into every bit of all of that, but I will say that my mental capacity for learning Japanese has been decent. You know, an hour here, an hour there, 30 minutes there, not really enough. Not where I can really go all out and learn the language as quickly as my time can allow. And you can't learn a language in a day or even a month. It takes over a year. It takes a long time, no matter if your IQ's 2 or 2,000. It takes a while to especially learn an Asian language coming from an English-speaking background. I tell you what if I spend 10 hours a day learning Japanese? 10 hours a day, wow. And still have time to do other stuff as well. Now that's pretty sweet, I think. That's why I created this plan, because it is do or die. It's either learn it or don't. And it's kind of stupid, because either way I'm going to die. It's really both. It's do and die. But in this case, it's either do this and learn it and, you know, complete your thing for this goal and move on and go at it, or continue to wait and just die, get one step closer to it every single day and one step further away from your everything, your meaning, your purpose, all that fun stuff. So the do or die plan, I won't get into all of it, but I will tell you 10 hours a day learning Japanese will get you 70 hours in 1 week. In 7 days, you know that saying, it takes 10,000 hours to master something. So I think I can average maybe 69, 68, or 70 hours of Japanese language learning lessons every week. And I should get somewhere rather quickly, especially if you spend 70 flipping hours on something. You should really go after it. And this will be tough. This will be tough. I'm getting pumped talking about it. And you're like, well, Tyler, you're missing out. You're 3 minutes into the podcast and you're 3 minutes missing out on your Japanese. Well, hold on, Charlie. It starts tomorrow. My favorite saying, oh, I'm going to start it tomorrow. I'm going to start it Monday. I'm going to start it next week. No, it will start tomorrow. I'm just telling you now. I'm really telling myself this so I can keep myself accountable for it. That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gents. So I'm fired up about it. Now, I'm going to leave with this question in mind. What's something that you can, you know, literally or metaphorically spend all your time on? What are you doing? What are you spending your time on? You know, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, your part-time job, hanging out with your buddies. Now, all those things are great. And I'm not saying never do any of that. In fact, you know, money's important. You got to have money. You got to have friends, or, you know, have a good time with your friends. Got to relax a little bit. You got to enjoy the social media world. I enjoy it. Not all the time, but you got to enjoy it sometimes. I'm talking about your real time. What are you, Netflix, Hulu, Crunchyroll? Where are you at? What's your day look like? What's your week look like? And are you satisfied with that? I can tell you this from my perspective, that I'm not satisfied with what I was doing, even if it was really productive. It could be better. That's why I created the do or die plan. It is literally do this or don't and miss out. I'm putting my back up against the flipping wall and moving forward, forcing myself to go about learning the beautiful language that is Japanese, Nihongo. I might be a medikin ajin desu. And I might not ever be a Nihongo desu. But I can learn that language. And I can go there. And I can make some waves. So, 10 hours a day. Tomorrow, May 31st, 2019. Let's go. I gotta go to the gym now. You gotta go do your thing. How do you spend your time? Spend it wisely. This has been the Tokyo Tyler Podcast. You can, I mean, we're on every freaking thing you can ever think of. So Anchor's really awesome for that. My Instagram, @Tokyo_Tyler. It's that little line that's not the line you're thinking of. Or just type in Tokyo. We should be the first one to pop up. Anyway, go do something.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.